The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Samach Aleph, we the Brisa for Kol Mikape Hakodesh, Selif Naiv Lefim, Kulam Alam Shikulam Kapora Bifnei Atzma. Mikan Amu Nosam Mixis Matonas Shibifnim Nishpech Adam Yovi Dam Acher V'Yasre Betchila B'Matonas Shibifnim. V'Blozer Reb Shimon Amim Enu Masel El Mimakam Shepasuk. So in this halacha by Nishpech Hadam, that you bring the dam from several parim for the Hazoras Hadam, is every par and par, each bull, a different kapara and different kiyum korban? Oh, it's a locha that's really only one korban, and it's a tzira for all these different behemoths for the kiyum hazor. And the nafkamina between these would be by the vidui and the par. If we say that each one is a separate chalois korban, a separate kiyum korban, a separate kapara, so you would require vidui on every par, on every independent par. But if you say that it's a din of tziruf, so then, and it's only kiyum of one korban, so you only would require vidui on the very first one. And it seems that this itself is what the machloikas is between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. That Reb Meir holds that because of the Gzeiras HaKosov, Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas Bashana Chatas Achas Amati L'Chavolosh Techatos, and were it not for the drashi, maybe fundamentally would have agreed with the Lubin Shimon that it's Tziruf of all the different Hazos and Kaporos. But he holds that it's because of the Gzeiras HaKosov, it's each one. He knows that each one is its own kapara. And therefore, even in the kaparas that we have on the lifnai v'lifnim, and in the heichal and on the mizbeach, each one is a separate kapara, however, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold that you can bring different behemoths for the Chazor Ilefnaim Lefnim, because they hold that you can have one kapara from all the different behemoths that are all mitzdarif, but not because each kapara is each behemoth and each hazor is its own kapara in a separate kiyum. And a right to that is that the Gemara compares this to by Luke Shem and Shemitzora, that this depends on machloikis where you also imaschil mimakim shepasuk. So there, on the matan bahonis and so on of the lug, if it's a halacha in that each hazor is an independent kiyum, how do we know to compare that to the loch of Mitzorah? But if it's a loch in Tziruf, so then the medamid also to the loch of Mitzorah. And it seems that what Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are chelik and Reb Meir, because they hold and they hold that it's a din of Tziruf, because that's also the halacha you see, that basically the halacha of the Hazos of Lefnaiv Lefnim and the Heichel Mizbeach are also one kiyum, and therefore you see it's a tziruf between, even though the three different makomos and so on, it's a tziruf between all of these Hazos. So similarly, for Nishpach Adam, it's also a din of tziruf.